Praise Ahaya
through
Yeshaya, praise His blessed name. Praise Ahaya through Yeshaya, praise His blessed name.
Well, you've got to.
We've got to praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. Praise His blessed name. We've got to praise Ahaya.
We've got to.
Through Yeshaya. Praise His blessed name.
He deserves the praise.
We may be at a flying J, but praise Ahaya.
He deserves all the praise. In the mighty name of Yeshaya.
Even at these pilot travel centers and flying J's, praise Ahaya.
We are blessed.
He is our pilot.
Yes. And we just praise Ahaya.
Through Yeshaya, praise His blessed name.
And we're seeking the kingdom.
Seeking the kingdom.
We're seeking the truth.
Seeking the truth.
Yeshaya is the way.
Yeshaya is the way. Praise Ahaya.
On the Shabbat, if we are correct, we are praying Ruach Kadosh to show us
the way,
all the truth,
all the wisdom and knowledge, and everything. Praise Ahaya.
Praise Ahaya. Some are saying it's the new year.
And some are saying that it's Passover, too.
Yes, Father, we need your help.
But we believe that it's between April 8th and April 9th.
Thank you, Father.
New Year's, because the equinox was just, or equinox, I think they said, was last night or yesterday evening.
Yes, there's so much
that. Which would make it
that,
the New Year's for them.
You know, our
but
precious
then we
brothers.
Count 10 more days, and then. Well, it should be the eighth. Think about it. The new moon right after the equinox, which is between the
they're gathered
eighth
all
and
over the world right now. Well, all over the United, I guess, all over the world. Really, the gathering. GOCC. They're gathered in a lot of different places for Passover right now.
Yeah.
And the one in Charlotte, North Carolina, is.
Huge. And then you've got a lot of other people saying, no, this is New Year.
Yeah. And, you know, then there's Adam Malachi over there in Tel Aviv.
New Year.
You know. And so then we've got Brother Derek Ibar, you know, that we're mostly consider really keeping what he goes by. And so we're
he's
talking about
the ninth, and then you've got Ahaya Kapar saying the eighth.
And we've been studying about the Sabbath today, well, a little while this evening, too. And we've just done some reading in Acts, I believe it was. And we
you don't want to be picking up sticks on the Sabbath.
So, you know, and this is our Sabbath that, you know, we're keeping. And which is
started at sunset.
Mm-hmm. Till sunset tomorrow.
Due to it was the same one as the last new moon that was the 12th month.
But Brother Adam doesn't agree with that. Is he the same as GOCC, the Gathering 144? Does Adam believe that it's Passover? Or no, he's saying New Year.
No, he's saying New Year. He believes in the equinox being the New Year's.
I don't know, but I just love them all. They're all so special.
Does Gedalah War. He believes right now, and so does Frankie. But
we know it's not from sunset Friday until sunset Saturday.
They're saying that because the equinox came on the Friday evening to start the... That's why they're saying this year. Because they're not going by the moon, so they keep the same day of the week as the Saturday.
And Brother Derek Ibar thinks he is right, and so does Adam. They all think they're right. And so we've just got to pray about this, y'all. You know? And we're just evangelists out here. And we have a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line.
And shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Marie.
All praises to Ahayah through Yeshaya. And we're very thankful to be broadcasting on Anchor right now. And we have been traveling. We're going to bring this an update. We'll be talking about the Sabbath and the new moons and the new years and, you know, different things. But, wow, you know, if we do have that line open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. My husband's got some stuff to share. He's just busting at the seams.
With Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio Anchor.
And that's my beloved husband.
Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And that number is 407-476-7163.
And we just give Ahayah all the praise through Yeshaya for what they're doing in our lives to help us to shine the light across the whole world. And sometimes it's not easy, so we're here to encourage others as much as we can, because James and I have learned that we've got to encourage each other.
Yes, we
and do. It really does make a lot of difference.
Yes, it does.
So he's wanting to read something here.
Yeah, it's Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 19. And Elohim said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days."
And we'll be talking about flat earth and things like that too.
"And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And what we're trying to say here is it's for seasons, for signs, for seasons, and for days and years. So it can tell you. So why do we use the moon? Well, it's part of it. You use the sun, the moon,
the stars. All of it. The luminaries.
The new moon, new month. New moon makes a, that's a sign for the new month.
So we're learning and we're studying, and we love to share what we learn And that way, you know, we're shining the light, encouraging others, uplifting Ahaya and Yeshaya, yeah, and Wawrawat Kadosh. But, you know, it's a beautiful, hard journey.
Yes, it is.
But we, if we pray for one another, keep the commandments, the precepts, and, you know, honor and do all that we can, we should be able to endure until the end.
Yeah. Ezekiel 46. Thus saith the sovereign Ahaya, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open.
Right.
So, some people say, oh, the new moon just means month.
Uh-huh.
Why is it saying the new moon? And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering. And he shall go worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out forth. But the gate shall not be shut until the evening. But it's saying, likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Ahaya in the Sabbath and in the new moon.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I meant to use that. We need to check that one. I know we're off. I'm off right now track, but I was just remembering that background noise. And Brother Timothy sent us something, and we've never even
used it yet.
We need to check that out and find out, you know, how we use it, because it's supposed to cut down all the background noise, like the big trucks running and the motorcycles racing or whatever.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
But anyway,
sorry about that.
Go ahead, you all. We can't help the background noise right now, but it's just a blessing I happen to remember that we got. And yeah, we haven't even had the time being on the road to even check it.
So we'll check it out
when we can, but we're just letting you all know, or I am. I happen to remember what a blessing that we received, you know.
And it is a blessing.
And we will try to use that. But in the meantime, It's a great
thing. Well, we're at a parking lot. So even in the parking lot, you may not be able to
hear
all that
but
noise.
But anyway, the main thing is they're receiving encouragement. Ahaya's receiving praise. And it's all going to be fine.
Yes,
I was just remembering the blessing that we received. And we'll have to try to use it and see what happens.
We will. And we're going to use it basically on
But share just a little bit more on that last part you were reading there. To make sure that, you know, we don't leave.
Ezekiel 46.
That we get that really saturated, because I kind of, you know, felt that blessing and had to share it.
This is, likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Ahaya in the Sabbath and in the new moon.
So, you know, we learn there that it has to do not just with the sun, but with the moon.
We know that the moon reads 354 days a year, and the sun 364 days a year, like it's supposed to. We use both because calculating the months, to use the new moon. But then also you got to do the equinox or equinox.
And some
where it's got the same time of the sunset and the sunrise, sunset, like basically about the same time of the day, like 5:30 for one, 5:20 something for the other.
Some people also use sundials.
Yeah. They use sundials all over too.
They make them, you know, like a lot of stretching lines or something.
I think so. I'm not sure about it.
Seems like Anne, Sister Anne, mentioned something about needing to have one.
But we know that the 12th month around March
is if
the new moon is after the equinox, that's when you start the new year from the new moon.
For those that might not know,
it will be April 8th or April 9th.
What is equinox?
Same day, same time, same on the
equal.
The equal time on the morning and evening.
So we're about to be in a new year, you all.
To us, we believe it'll be April 9th.
Some believe that it's happening now.
And some believe it happened January 1st, but
right
now we believe that it's going to be the 9th.
And we know definitely it wasn't January 1st.
The 9th of April. But it does say in Amos 5, though, that I despise your feast days, and I would not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts.
See?
But
he didn't want the meat.
No.
So if y'all are out there killing them beasts, and I mean, what's that tell you right there? Let's talk about it. What's it say right there?
Well, that wasn't what I was getting at. I was trying to get at the thing about your new moons
and
Sabbath.
Then can we talk about that too?
Yes, my love, we can. But I'm looking for the other too. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't want the animal meat.
Do you want me to look anything up?
Yes, please, my love.
What?
I despise your Sabbaths and new moons.
Okay.
Wow.
It's Isaiah 1:14.
I thought it was Amos.
I put I despise your Sabbath and feast day. And that's what I got. Isaiah 1:14.
Okay. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil.
Why can't they see that?
Seek justice, judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow.
Wow.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the highest. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
Praise the highest. But you all need to really look at this, huh?
But if ye refuse and rebel or rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Ahijah has spoken it. Well, what about that? I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Where are they full of blood from? Could be the animals, even.
Right. We don't eat animal meat. We stopped eating animal meat. How long ago?
Year and, 23 months.
23 months. 1 Samuel 20:18. Ooh, did you read Isaiah 1:13?
No, but I started at 14.
Wow. 1:13 says, bring no more vain oblations. Let's see. I didn't see that one. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me.
1 Samuel 24 or 1 Samuel.
Just let me finish this right here and we'll go right back there to 1 Samuel. Isaiah 1:13. And then we'll go back there. I didn't see that. Right before Isaiah 1:14. I'm surprised you didn't.
Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Okay, what's vain oblation?
I don't know, but that really stuck out to me.
Well, look up vain oblation.
And the other one, if you want to jot it down so you don't forget, is 1 Samuel 20:18, and then I can look that up. Because if I, you know, you may want to mark your spot. Let's see what it means. Is that okay. Isaiah 1:13?
Yeah. vain oblation.
Without soft hearts and right actions, Ahijah called their offerings vain and their incense abominable. He says he cannot endure their sinfulness as they all gather for solemn assemblies as if they are righteous.
Okay, 1 Samuel 20, 18. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty." They're not supposed to miss the new moon, you know, because it's a...
So we see
here... You've got like the first day of the month is the new moon. Then you've got the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th of every month are the Sabbaths. You could have Saturday being any number.
I was just reading what Isaiah 1:13 means.
Okay, what does it mean?
Well, I read some of it. And it says that Israel's problem during this time was not a lack of religiosity. They were obeying the Lord's commands about participating in the sacrificial system. As well, they burned incense during offerings, observed the required celebrations, and participated in other local and national gatherings of God's people. The problem was that they were doing all these things while continuing in obvious sinful practices.
Hey, eating animal meat.
Yeah. Without soft hearts and right actions.
And drinking.
And he says that he could
probably
endure.
Mainly drinking and doing fornication and murdering.
Their gatherings amount to no more than play acting instead of representing the true nature of their hearts before Ahijah. The New Testament refers to this using a Greek term for an actor. Hypocrites, which we express in English as hypocrisy. And then it gives
or
Matthew.
Hypocrisy, yeah.
Yeah, hypocrisy. Oh, okay.
All right.
Hypocrisy.
So. Okay, yeah.
Well, I said it like it looked.
Anyways, it does say they have blood on their hands. What would be the blood on their hands? About in the Amos chapter 5.
What would be the blood on their hands in Amos chapter 5, KJV? Okay, so what? innocent blood at that, huh?
Yeah. Well, what was the innocent blood?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Ooh.
Abortion. Hands that shed innocent blood. Would you read that again?
Amos 5.
Yes.
Okay. And Sham, okay, I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beast.
Mm-hmm. That'd take a lot of research, probably. It kind of wants to tend to talk about, like, killing someone.
Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vial. But let judgment run down as water, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years? O house of Yasharallah, but ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chayun, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith Ahiah, whose name is the Elohim of hosts. Because the sacrifices and offerings were going more or less to Moloch and not to Ahiah. Now I'm looking in Numbers 20 to see about finding that guy that was picking up sticks.
Yeah. We was reading about that a little bit ago.
So I looked that up, the picking up sticks.
Okay. Picking up sticks on the Sabbath, KJV.
According to Bible.com, Numbers chapter 15, verses 32 to 36, King James Version. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought them unto Moses and Aaron, and unto all the congregation.
So, they saw him gathering sticks in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And they brought him unto Moses and Aaron.
Yeah. They didn't know what to do. So, Numbers 15. And while the children of Yasharallah were in the wilderness, this is verse 32 starting at, in Numbers 15.
Mm-hmm.
And while the children of Yasharallah were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought them unto Moshe and Aaron, and unto all the congregation. And they put him in ward, or in, you know, like a little jail, you know.
Mm-hmm. In custody.
Yeah. Because it was not declared what shall be done to him. Because, you know, you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath, so they didn't know what the punishment was. And so they didn't know what to do. So, and Ahiah said unto Moshe, which is Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as Ahiah commanded Moshe.
Wow.
Think about that.
So Ahiah insisted that Israel be different from the nations around them.
Yeah.
And wanted them to do things the way he had prescribed.
Yeah.
Methods are important, only that obeying them is. Two of Aaron's sons were put to death for offering strange fire.
Yeah.
Is that Leviticus 10:1? Or did you want to cover any of that? The priest Uzzah was killed by Ahiah for touching the Ark of the Covenant. 2 Samuel 6.
Okay, Leviticus 10:1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire
wow.
before Ahiah, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from Ahiah and devoured them, and they died before Ahiah. Think about that. But
and so
this isn't the Sabbath, I don't think, that they done, and this. They just did strange.
Sometimes the highest punishment for disobedience is death. I mean, Ahiah places a high value, and he wants to protect communities by insisting that everyone be a good example, and that individuals who would do things that would lead their neighbors astray should be removed from the community, typically executed.
Well, look at Leviticus 20, verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death.
And somehow,
blood shall be upon them.
And they knew, I believe the man that picked up sticks, I believe he knew. Okay? Just like Aaron's sons. And the priest Uzzah was killed by Ahiah for touching the Ark of the Covenant. Even though he had good intentions of saving the Ark from accident, he knew full well that touching the Ark was something he was not permitted
Here's
to do.
Here's another one for everyone. Leviticus 20, verse 9. For everyone that curses his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother.
Yeah.
His blood shall be upon him.
Think
and
about
the man
this.
That committeth adultery with another man's wife.
That's a serious matter.
He that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And what about Exodus?
Well, Ananias 20. And Sapphira were killed by Ahiah for lying.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Is lying that bad, or was it important to demonstrate to the early church that Ahiah is both powerful and serious? That's a little commentary.
And Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's saying death.
You can compare some situations too. Like, for an example, Numbers 15 and Mark 2.
Yeah.
One obviously different I see between these two is that of the motivation of the people who are doing the work. The disciples are doing this because they have been about Ahiah's work and are hungry. The man in Numbers 15 is not described as much. The text says the man was put into custody because it had not been declared what should be done to him. So how could he have been knowingly and defiantly disobeying a command that he knew?
Verse 23 of Mark 2. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples
began. Oh, we're going somewhere.
As they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisee said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, have you never read what David did when he had need and wasn't hungry? He and they that were with him, how he went into the house of Ahiah in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is master also of the Sabbath.
So, you know, as you can see here, that, you know, this says that the man, you know, we were reading, was put into custody for picking up the sticks, right?
Yeah.
Because they didn't know what they should do with him. Okay? And the community didn't know what his punishment should be. And this just all ties in. It's such beautiful. Everyone knew that it was against the law to do it.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't have brought him to Moses and Aaron and the rest of the community.
That's right.
Exodus 31:14. Check this out.
Exodus 31.
Yes, Ahiah is so awesome. Mama okay. Rawat. Okay, so we were looking at that man in Numbers 2:15. Okay, we're trying to fit in for an hour, you all. We got an hour or less than an hour for a broadcast.
Exodus 31, I'm starting at 12. And the highest spake unto Moshe, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Yasharallah, saying, verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, Mm-hmm. For it is a sign between me and you, mm-hmm. throughout your generation, that you may know that I am Ahayah that thou sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Ahayah. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Yasharala shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Perpetual means forever.
Yes.
It is a sign between me and the children of Yasharala forever. For in 6 days Ahayah made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
Yes. You asked me also to look up another meaning.
Yeah.
Did I cover that? You asked me to look up a meaning of something else a little minute ago. Remember? We're trying to fit so much in, y'all.
I think you might have already covered it.
I don't think so, but we can re-listen to it.
Okay.
We'll listen to this one. Okay. What was that last part there?
It is a sign between me and the children of Yasharala forever. For in 6 days Ahayah made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested.
Exodus 31.
And was refreshed.
13. That was the key verse, you all. So, wow.
31:13.
Well, yeah, but my husband, he read more, and it's so awesome.
17.
12 to 17.
But actually 18, and he gave unto Moshe when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony. Tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim.
Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. You know, Ahayah judges our hearts.
Yeah.
The man was not punished just for picking up sticks. He was punished for putting a higher value on work and self-sufficiency than on honoring the Holy Sabbath, is what the...
Well, the Sabbath was made for man, yes, but the Sabbath was also how you wanted man to worship him, and that was the day he set aside for rest, and to honor him.
Mm-hmm. Exodus 31:13. In the ESV, that's the English Standard Version. Let me read that.
Okay.
You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, Ahayah, sanctify you.
Yep.
It's important to note, this is a little commentary down here that says it's important to note that the Israelites were confused, as confused as we are about this. They saw the man picking up sticks and couldn't decide if he was truly breaking the Sabbath or not. Can you imagine? They had to inquire about it from Ahiah.
Yeah.
And they put him in custody. And so, you know, it's easy to let our imaginations run wild, isn't it?
Yes,
it That's is. Why we have to take our thoughts into captivity and our imagination.
Okay, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Ahiah thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Ahiah made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Ahiah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Let's go to Isaiah 58.
You know, another thing too, I was doing a little more research, and scripture translation, some as good as they are, the word that you see for sticks in the Strong's Hebrew Concordance, Strong's H6086, means lumber.
Means lumber? Okay, Isaiah 58, 13 and 14 real quick, because we're at 53 minutes.
This could go into a second part.
If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Ahiah, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Ahiah, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of Ahiah hath spoken it. So what are we to do? Well, we're to turn away from us doing the things that we want to do and stuff and honoring ourselves. And instead, on the Sabbath, we're to make him honorable. Mm-hmm. We should be calling the Sabbath a delight, because it's not about us, it's about him. And we should delight ourselves.
And that's just an example, anyway. That's just an example, you know.
He said that if you do, I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of Ahiah has spoken it. But he requires us to turn away our feet from the Sabbath, from doing our pleasure on his holy day, and we're to call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Ahiah honorable, and shall honor him, not our own ways, nor finding our own pleasure, nor speaking our own words, but we should be focused on him alone on the Sabbath day.
That's right.
And delighting in him.
Like every day.
Yeah.
Wow, we're down to 55 minutes, you all.
We're down to 5 minutes.
Well,
praise and honor you. And with that be, let's go to Psalm 37 real quick.
All right.
And we'll start at verse 3. Trust in Ahayah and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in Ahayah, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Okay, where did we just read we're to delight ourselves in him? And a minute ago in Isaiah 58 about keeping the Sabbath and keeping it holy. And anyways, we believe that Yeshua's coming back soon.
And keep your hearts right.
And believe in Ahayah and Yeshua. Because Yeshua is the only way to heaven. We believe.
And someone thinks that if we believe in flat earth, we're going to hell. We got that.
Yeah, that's
praise,
what the people in California had a video. We're going to watch that video. And
from the praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line at 407-476-7163, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
And they texted us the thing about the flat earth.
Call or text 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with a praise report, prayer request, testimony, or a discussion.
That's right.
And so they text us these things, and whenever we do go over it, we'll come back and possibly talk about it, Ahayah willing. And we didn't go over there and do any checking on that, you know, on the broadcast, but we did a little bit right before.
Yeah.
But we've been on the road, you all, for a few days. We left Oklahoma and got up to Missouri.
And then came back to Oklahoma, and we're in Chickata or Chakota, whichever way you want to say. But we're here at the Flying J.
And we're going wherever Ahayah sends us to spread the gospel, and people are receiving it where we are. They see our signs.
Yep.
And we received a few offerings off the street today, too. And then we received, they were small, but every penny helps.
Yes, it does.
And then from some loved ones and a brother. And
yep.
But we need all the offerings we can get. So y'all pray and give.
Yeah.
Help get the gospel across the world and call in or text.
At 407-476-7163.
And you can help get the light of the gospel across the world.
That's right.
Shine on for Ahayah and Yeshua.
Praise Ahayah. Y'all could give a call and just go, praise Ahayah through Yeshua. Praise his blessed name.
You've
hey, that's spreading the word.
Praise Ahayah.
Through Yeshua.
Praise his blessed name.
We got to praise Ahayah.
Call 407
476
7163.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 364.